Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Do you have a fighter's mindset? Of course you do. It's just about bringing it out. We all have fighter's mindsets. I believe as a coach of a long, long time, over 20 years anyway, 25 years say, as a professional coach of over 20 years, I do believe that everybody already knows how to fight. Everybody already has a fighter's mindset. It's just basically bringing it to the forefront. So it's bringing out what's already biologically hardwired into you, bringing it forward to the surface, and then adding on and bolting on techniques and just making you more of what you already are. Yeah, sure, certain people, it might be the fighting instinct might be deeper down within them, but I guarantee you it's there. You already have a fighter's mindset. Yes. So for example, there's times where I've trained with people and they just cannot imagine defending themselves. They cannot imagine if someone attacked them being brave enough to be able to practice or pull off any kind of a move. And yet the same people would fight tooth and nail if it was a loved one, because it's totally different emotions. So they would fight extremely hard. They would do absolutely anything for, they would lose their life for a loved one. And yet the same people that only a minute beforehand were telling me how they couldn't bring themselves to defend themselves, or the fear would take them over in that scenario. So it's different kind of scenarios really affect your mindset, and it can be all the way that you look at it. Fighters, to have a fighting mindset, you need to be adaptable. So people who have a fixed mindset and believe this is what I am aren't flexible, because what happens is when you're a fighter and you come up against somebody that knocks your game plan out the window, so it's not working at all, and you're very frustrated and you're hurt and you're tired, if you're not adaptable and you're not flexible and you're stuck within the one mindset, you're going to really close down and limit your opportunities. You're going to close the doors on yourself, and you're going to limit the opportunities of you going to be able to succeed and to win that fight. So to have a fighter's mindset, you need to not have a fixed mind. So one of the things that you need to do to have a fighter's mindset is to be self-aware. So it's very important. What I want you to actually do, and I actually do want you to do it, I don't want you to procrastinate and not do it, I do want you to get a piece of paper, and I want you to write down your strengths, and I want you to write down your weaknesses, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I want you to actually do it. If you've never done it so far and you don't know what your strengths are and you don't know what your weaknesses are, I want you to identify them and write it down. It mightn't take you that long. It's only a 5-minute process, 10-minute process. And I want you to be very, very honest. And then I want you to question the statements that you're writing about yourself. So you could tell yourself, as I have done in the past, that I am terrible at remembering names. I've told myself that for years. I am terrible at remembering names. And as soon as I stopped telling myself that, and as soon as I stopped identifying as someone who is terrible at remembering names, I haven't had as much difficulty. I might forget the odd name now and again, so you don't have to test me if you see me, but it's nowhere near as bad as every time in the past. I used to say it to myself, so I genuinely didn't remember anyone's name then, unless they were in my life for a considerable period of time. I'd find it really hard, but it was because I identified as that. So I had to make sure, it's only a small thing, it's not a serious issue that I'm willing to divulge with you. So make sure that you when you're doing the process with your own life, you identify your strengths and your weaknesses, because as a fighter, that's one of the first things. To have a fighter's mindset, you need to know what you're good at. You need to accentuate the positive and play to your strengths, and you need to try to turn weaknesses, well, you need to try to avoid the weaknesses, but in training you need to try to turn those weaknesses into strength. So that's another way of having a fighter's mind and developing your fighter's mind even more than it actually is. Here's another one about mindset. So imagine, and this is all tying into a fighter's mind, that's all to do with mindset, but imagine that you were exhausted. Physically exhausted, you had a hard day or a hard week or a hard month or a hard year. Physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, emotionally exhausted. And you go into your home and you sit in your chair, you fall into your chair and you say to yourself that I am spent, I am done. There's no way I'm going to be able to lift a finger or do anything. I have had it. I don't want to talk to anybody, think about anybody. I definitely don't want to bring the bins out. Definitely don't want to do any washing up. I'm not doing anything. That's it. I'm finished. And you stick on the television and your lottery numbers come up. And you've won. What do you think is going to happen to your mental and emotional and physical state then? You are absolutely going to be jumping around the room like someone who's possessed. You will completely change and contradict everything that you've just said. You'll be talking to everybody, ringing everybody that matters to you. You'll be hopping around. You'll be, as I said, like someone possessed. So what actually changed there? Well, besides you winning millions, what actually changed is your mindset. So mindset, for those who are doubting mindset and think that you're stuck in a fixated state, you're absolutely not. You do have more control. Even if you must attempt to control it yourself, you do have that option. And there are things that you can do to motivate yourself and increase your confidence, etc., etc. You do already have a fighter's mindset. You do already have a success mindset. It's just about developing them further through whatever channels you need, whether it's listening to positive stuff or talking to your mentor, or talking to your friends, or talking to family members who have your best interests at heart, surrounding yourself with positive things. And if you listen to the podcast I did during the week about avoiding instant gratification, definitely avoiding those things that aren't contributing to your life and trying to surround yourself by not a false positive bubble, but definitely a more positive environment or more healthy environment. Hopefully that's helped you this week. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.